This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric. You there, Dennis?
Yes. Now I can hear you.
And you got to assume.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock and taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. Get a really big shoe. We have someone who's been writing some interesting articles that have been picked up all over the place, and I picked them up too. His name is Robert Caruso. And he has done some experimenting with AI and a gaming system that's near and dear to my heart because it came out in the 80s when I was a kid, the Atari 2600.
Yeah.
I remember it vividly.
So do I.
And so Robert has been doing some experiments with Atari chess, taking on AI to see just how well AI can manage a chess game and beat something that is 250,000 times less powerful than the AI. So we'll be talking with Robert at 10 o'clock today just to see how his experiments have been going and talk about how he got the idea. He's out there doing this thing and it's been picked up all over the place. And I just found it so interesting. And he was nice enough to say yes to come onto our program. Also, we're going to be talking to Andrea Obstin of Andrea Obstin Marketing Communications. She, as I thought of her instantly when you saw the kiss cam thing that's going on all over the internet, and it's become a massive meme. And I mean, this what happened to those folks is just it's been done in so many sitcoms before this actually occurred. You can't even make it up.
Yeah.
You would hope they would have realized how to react better. But they did a poor job of that and have made themselves a spectacle. But the key is here, we'll talk to Andrea about crisis management. So she'll be coming on as well on the show. So stick around for that. So lots going on. But, of course, we'll take your calls and we'll talk about technology news you can use. And, Dennis, where do you want to start? What technology is out there that might help us in our daily lives?
This really is something that might, just might, help people.
I can't wait.
Just a few days ago, Google published a scientific article on something that they've been doing with Android phones for 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know about it. I'm sure pretty much everybody that we're talking to right now had never heard about it.
Right. So it must be super important.
It is earthquake detection and alerting.
Ah, okay. So
how it works is this is a feature that's built into the Android operating system. It's not an app that you have to get. It's built right in.
It just knows.
And it monitors the accelerometer in the phone. And when it detects vibrations that are, it collects it from all of the Android phones in an area.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it picks up a pattern that suggests the possibility of an earthquake,
mm-hmm.
it will then turn around and alert phones in that region, hopefully in time to warn people that an earthquake is coming.
Gotcha.
Now, if you happen to be sitting right on the epicenter of the quake, it's not going to do anything for you. But
because your accelerometer is just
because there's no way to get an alert out to you in advance of the earthquake. It's already hitting your phone.
Right. It's like saying you're having an earthquake, buddy. Yeah.
But so it won't alert people in that, you know, in that location.
Right, because they're all saying,
duh. It collects up data from other phones there.
Yeah.
And it will try to predict where that earthquake wave is going to be traveling to, because an earthquake wave is literally like an ocean wave.
Crazy.
And it takes time to ripple outward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it will alert phones that are in, you know, an outer area and tell you that there may be an earthquake, get to safety. Or it may just give you a warning that there might be an earthquake coming your way.
Mm.
And you're still not going to get a whole lot of time. You're talking, you know, 15 seconds of awareness of the earthquake coming.
Yeah.
But something is better than nothing. So
yeah,
it's built in. And I just think it's fascinating that they were doing this. And it was just never publicized until now.
Awesome.
I guess they published the paper because they've had enough experience with it over 5 years to have refined the algorithms and make better predictions. And that's kind of what the paper was about, you know, telling not only what did we set up, but what did we do with it once we had it and how did we make it better? And it's all in there.
The bigger question is, what will the humans do when they get the alert?
Right.
My wife sees a tornado warning on the TV, and it's like, okay, we're going to the basement. I'm like, honey, it's a couple counties away. And then you get people who say there's a flood warning coming, and nobody does anything.
Right.
You know, so it's like, when are we going to get alerting systems that actually get us as humans to actually take action? When it really should be the case. And those systems are still pretty poor. I mean, you know, again, the Texas floods, they were alerted the day before, the three or four times over the evenings, and they waited to the last minute. And again, are these alerts any good? I don't know. Would you take action if you heard that an earthquake was coming? Or would you'd be, of course, here in Connecticut, we'd be like, ho hum.
Well, occasionally
they do come.
We do get them, you know, in Connecticut. But people who live in California would probably have a better idea of what they should do.
Yeah. It's been a while since, like, the last San Francisco one was, like, in the 80s, right? With all
89.
The, I remember that.
Yeah. I remember it, too.
So, thankfully, it hasn't happened really since that I can think of. But, all right, very cool, Google. Keep us alert. In other news, Bitcoin Depot had a breach that exposed 27,000 crypto users. Why is this important? 27,000. I know. Basically, it's a prominent cryptocurrency ATM operator. Again, if you find yourself standing in front of a cryptocurrency ATM, ask yourself, as they did in Star Wars, you may want to rethink your life. but I digress. So, this Bitcoin Depot... if it's called Bitcoin Depot, you should wonder about that too. But 27,000 users. Now, here's the thing, right? So pig butchering is where the folks go after your Bitcoin wallets.
Right.
And now with 27,000 users information out there, they know who to go after. Yes. Oh, you're the ding-a-lings who like to play in crypto.
Right.
So I'll go ahead and sell you some more fake crypto and steal all your crypto.
Right. Well, maybe simjack your phone in order to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, they can... with a breach like that, they can do a whole lot of damage very quickly.
Right. So, I mean, the thing about the old saying, a fool's and his money are soon parted, if they know who the fools are directly, they're going to go after you. So it saves them a whole lot of time, and you'll thank Bitcoin Depot for those folks who have that out there. So if you happen to have used a Bitcoin Depot ATM, 27,000 of you have, you're on a list. And there are whole crime syndicates that are actually sitting there designed. The Chinese do this a lot. Go after you specifically. They'll do all sorts of confidence schemes. They'll try to trick you into dating confidence schemes. They try to have some sort of relationship with you, and then they show you how they're going to make more money in the crypto. And since you're already open to the idea of crypto, they're going to have an easier job with you. And then eventually they steal all your fake money. So I'll put this link up there for you to take a look at, and maybe you can find out if you've been on the list. And don't, you know, it used to be don't take any wooden nickels. Don't take any phone calls from the potential pig butchers that are out there. There's billions of dollars of actual money being stolen from people with these schemes. So be very careful. What else you got there, Dennis?
I've got word about a vulnerability on North American trains.
Okay.
Trains have this telemetry system, a radio-based telemetry system, from the head of the train and the tail of the train. They talk to each other while the train is running.
All right. Make sure they're both there.
Right. Well, and then they stream data about their conditions and things like that.
All right.
It turns out that for 20 years, multiple years,
there has
been a vulnerability that can be used to hack into that telemetry stream. And it can send commands to the train, which the train will then obey.
It
can that can even include activating the emergency brake.
Oh my!
And other things.
Is this on current trains that are out there?
Yes.
I didn't even know those emergency brakes even exist. I haven't been on a train in probably at least 10 years.
Yeah, they have emergency train.
So you could just stand up as a person, just pull that brake and stop the whole train?
Well, you can't.
Oh, but a guy with a radio could.
The operator of the train can stop the train.
Gotcha. So that kind of emergency brake.
Right. I'm not talking about something that just
the old school
passenger active.
That's
not what we're...
All right.
At any rate, it's a vulnerability that's been known for 20 years, and the train industry has done nothing.
Right, no imagination. They never expect anybody to use it.
Their position is that it takes specialized equipment to take advantage of it, and it requires unique conditions in order to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the point is that they just don't think that it's viable for somebody to take control of a train this way. I mean, it could be done, but would anybody do it, I guess, is what they're saying. No, it's not going to happen. However, they are in the process of eventually changing all of this equipment out to use more secure communication for this telemetry stream.
All right, well, that's a good thing.
But it's still going to take time to replace it all, and it's going to cost a lot of money across the whole industry.
Well, they should be encrypting these communications.
They should have been doing it 20 years ago. Right. Yes.
Unbelievable. I mean, how long have we been taking our shoes off at the airport now? That's been almost 20 years.
Something like that.
Yeah. And now that's gone because they're like, okay, one ding dong came up with an idea and it's not going to be the case anymore. So it's just nutty that if you already know these types of things exist, you're not going to prevent them. But it is what it is. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. And like I said, we'll be talking with Andrea Obstin about crisis planning, kind of talking about what happened at the old Coldplay concert recently, which is just massively hitting the internet to just an insane degree. You see whole organizations and companies actually taking what happened and creating their own memes off of it. And it's like, careful what you do there. You're playing with fire. Yeah, you're funny is your next crisis. We'll talk with her, and then we'll talk with Robert Caruso about how he took on AI with the Atari 2600.
Wow.
Battle of the century. We'll be right back. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Yes, a little Coldplay for you. And let's see what we can do to help you guys out. We're going to go right to your calls. We're going to go to Tom and Granby first. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Good morning. I'm building a new computer, a PC, and I'd like to know which version of Windows 11 can I use, the OEM version or the retail version?
I believe you could use either one, but if it were up to me, I would get my hands on the OEM version because you can Once you have that image to start with, you can modify it to deploy the operating system just the way you want. And there's a lot of other administrative tools that become available in that form. If you start with the retail version, it's kind of a black box, sort
limited,
and it just operates in its own way.
Are they all bootable? Are they both bootable?
Oh,
from
yes.
The CD?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. With either one of them, you would get the ability to download an ISO file, and you would be able to write that to either an optical disc or a USB, and you could boot from it.
Okay, that was my next question. Do I need to make a bootable USB drive?
It would help you get it installed, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we can, I can recommend a tool to do that. It's called Rufus, R-U-F-U-S, and it's a very nice little tool. Mm-hmm. There's also another one called Balena Etcher. Either one of them will give you that bootable disk once you start with that ISO file.
So I need that first in the computer then?
You would have to install one of those. And then you get your ISO file from Microsoft, and then, you know, use one or the other tool to write it to either a USB stick or a optical drive.
All right. The other question about my hard drive, it's a new hard drive, 2 terabytes.
Nice.
It's not formatted to Seagate. Is there a facility on Windows to format
the
it?
The Windows installer routine can reformat and repartition that drive for you. That's built into the functionality of installing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very well.
You'll go through a little dialogue about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while since I built one. The last time I built one, it was Windows XP.
That is a long time.
It's not going to be dissimilar.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, it really isn't. I mean, the look of it will be different, but the way that it steps you through the different steps, it's mostly all going to be there. So,
But I do need a bootable USB drive then.
Yes, that's how I would do it.
Okay, very well.
I mean, you can do it from a DVD too, but it's not going to be as fast.
Yeah, okay, very well. All right, thank you very much.
All right, Dom, good luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Of all the hobbies... building a PC, that was the good old days back when we started our show, is what people were doing all the time, building a computer. You go down to the CompuHut and you buy your components, right? Get your case and your motherboard and your processor and your RAM. You sit there on your shag carpet, hope it doesn't zap your computer. Formatting your drive, trying to figure out the geometry of your old hard drive.
Oh, right. You had to type in the numbers into a BIOS before it would even read the drive.
Need to know what's this. What am I looking at here, buddy? Well, here's your drive. And then you stick the first disk in and hope it would go. Ah, the good old days. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So coming up after the news, we'll have a quick interview with Andrea Obston of Andrea Obston Marketing Communications. She'll talk about crisis management and what's happened with the whole Kiss Cam incident. You haven't heard of that, have you? Nah, nobody's seen that. No crisis going on there. And then we'll talk to Rob Caruso at 10:05 about how he is taking on AI with the power of an Atari 2600. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right. We're here to talk about social media and some of the pitfalls that happen with social media that you may or may not be ready for or expect. And we have an expert field that I've known for most of my career, actually. I've been in this for 36 years. I've known Andrea for a very long time. Andrea Obston, she's from Andrea Obston Marketing Communications, and she has a background in crisis management. She even teaches it to the Utes, right, Andrea?
I do. I teach it at Quinnipiac University.
So we're so happy to have you here, and you've got such a long experience with this. And we have this thing in the news right now in social media where this couple, we'll put it, is captured on a kiss cam, and he happens to be a CEO of a billion-dollar AI company, and she happens to be the head of HR, that were captured in a compromising position. But we're not going to talk about them per se, but we will talk about, you know, what do you do once that gets out on social media, and how do you communicate in a crisis where now you have to explain yourself, because these two folks are married and obviously high power positions, probably shouldn't have been caught on a kiss cam in the way they were. So as a crisis management person, this literally happened recently. It's all over the interwebs. You know, what do you do? Where do you start, Andrea, in something like this?
Well, there's two basic kinds of crisis, and the ones that usually blow up are the second kind, which are the kind that blow up on social media. But when you're the company, if you're astronomer or AI, there's two basic kinds of crises. Mm-hmm. One is when the product fails, when the product goes wrong, and that has much more implication in the long run. Think Grok AI and the implications that had. This is the second kind, which is involving the human beings that work at the company. And so you got to start by separating those two things. And one of the challenges is, as you mentioned, Eric, is what happens on social and how these things blow up before you have control.
Instantly. And what?
Excuse me?
They blow up instantly.
They blow up instantly. And what happens when you are a crisis manager is that you are forced to believe that you have to respond immediately, and that can create other crises. And we've seen the fact that there is what we thought was a statement from Andy Byron that almost looked like it was following a crisis communications formula, a bit cheesy. But nevertheless, that blew up on social and went all over the place. And now we find out that was a hoax. So right. This is what happens in a really fast-moving situation. And the key, if you are the company, is to get control of the narrative before everybody else just runs away with it.
Now, as far as getting control of the narrative, right? So you're the company. How long might the company take to properly respond to this? And what would be the response? I mean, this is a very uncomfortable situation that these two have put the company in potentially. I suspect they were at a work outing, just guessing. What do you think? What does the company do in this situation? I mean, there's probably no right answer specifically.
There is no right answer. But the bottom line is that there's a right process.
Mm-hmm.
And because you are think you are forced into instantaneous responses that then you may have to backtrack. That's the first thing you want to avoid. Take a moment, take a breath, figure out who you need to talk to, what do they need to hear from you, and then put together 3 to 5 key messages. This is Crisis 101 that you're going to use to structure every one of your responses. And then the first response, what we call the initial responder, is often a very wooden statement. It mm-hmm. basically says, we know about it. We're looking into it. And there's a reason those are that way, is because at the beginning of a crisis, you're not going to know the whole story. A great example is what you pointed out, that we thought we had a statement from him, which turned out to be wrong. So a lot of times that initial responder statement is pretty darn wooden, but it says to the world, we're on it, we're looking at it, and you want to turn to us for information.
And I guess that makes sense. And of course, hopefully companies like this, billion-dollar AI companies, have folks like you ready to rock and roll and respond to these things. And of course, the rest of us out there just, you know, itching for juicy gossip have to wait, because that false response generated even more clicks. Now, what about the responsibility of social media itself? This has always been a problem with social media in its lack of editing, its lack of control of what is being placed on the medium. And this has always been an issue of whether we have censorship or no censorship. It's happened during COVID and all those types of things. So, you know, what do you feel about, and maybe I'm putting you into a uncomfortable position, as far as the responsibility of social media to properly police what's being placed on it?
Yeah, I tend to fall into the camp that says the messenger is not the message. Although I do think there has to be policing in terms of hate speech, but I don't really think it's their responsibility to control something like this. I really think it's a matter of the people involved.
I tend to agree with you. I just wanted to get your point of view. And of course, the rest of us who are ding-a-lings who fall for the clickbait, you know, we're seeing all this feedback, and then we're reading the comments and we're like, yeah, he's, you know, what a crazy response. And it turned out to be fake. So we're the fools when it comes to social media as well. And that's why so many smart people stay away from it in the first place.
Yes, and that brings up a really good point, Eric, which is that I always advise clients that you don't handle a crisis on social media. You can't demonstrate control and compassion and concern in 280 characters. So my response is to use the social to promote what you put on your site. Drag people to the site, say this is where all the information, the correct information will be. And then once you have a statement on the site, then go on social media and basically say, go to our site. Because you've nailed it. It's an out of control beast. Mm-hmm. And the other thing about what happens on social is everything has to be big on social. So nobody ever writes a review of a restaurant on Yelp and says, this was a very nice meal.
All right,
they
doesn't
say,
generate
this
it.
Was the greatest meal I've had in my entire life.
Exactly.
And so there's a tendency on social to want to outdo it because it is performative. And that's why you don't handle a crisis on social.
Well, that makes sense to me, Andrea. As far as crisis management and what we might see in this instance, not that you have the crystal ball, what might you expect is going to be the next, like, when would you think they're going to release a statement? Would you expect it to happen this week? Would you expect it to happen by next week?
It has to happen now. Mm. It still has to happen now. But it needs to be sort of comprehensive and often you know, make sure that that statement says what you can confirm as a company. And then the last part of it is you want to demonstrate that you get that the issue, you get the issues involved, that you're looking into it, that your company is to turn to us for information. And that's got to be your initial response. And then you get together a group of people, and if you have a crisis plan, and unfortunately many, many, many companies of all sizes don't.
That's a great point. If you have a crisis plan,
follow it. But most companies don't, because we know that's not going to happen. I mean, I've been doing this. In my career, I've done over 500 crises. Do you know how many crisis plans I've done? Three.
It's like an incident response plan when it comes to breaches. Same problem. Companies
not
all are,
happen.
They
not
should
necessary.
Have incident response
exactly.
plans. Yep. They don't even know what an incident is.
Yes.
Again, what's a crisis? I don't know. This obviously would be one of those tabletop exercises. Well, you know, our CEO is going to be, you know, hugging the HR person. Let's put that crisis together. Well, what kind of plan do you put together for all these things? You'd need a whole book.
You do need a whole book. You do need a whole book, and you want the book to be created when you're not under pressure. That's the advantage of a crisis plan. You can't know everything that's going to happen, but you can know when this happens, here's step one, here's step two, here's step three. And understand that always there's only three things that you need to demonstrate: control, compassion, and concern. So we are concerned with any victims. We feel for them. And we're on it. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And we are the source of information. So that's what a crisis plan can do. But 9 times out of 10, I'm getting the call on Thursday that says, oh, we're going to court on Tuesday. We probably should have called you earlier. That's how most people deal with crisis.
Yeah, that's how we get the calls for the server down. Oh, you know, we probably should have replaced that server a year and a half ago. But now it's down. Can you get out here right now? So, yeah. No, we understand. That's how humans deal with crisis. And I figured of all the people who could deal with this one, they probably should be calling you, Andrea.
Well, step one is hire an outside. And really, not just because I do this for a living, but it's really not a bad idea to hire an outside firm, because we can move around without the politics. We're going to be gone when it's over, and that is fine with us. Most people in-house have to deal with the politics, have to deal with the history. I have the ability to move around kind of unencumbered, and I get to say unpleasant things to the CEO because I work for him. So there is an advantage to hiring an outside firm.
Sounds good. So thank you for being on the program, kind of explaining crisis management for us today. We do appreciate it. Now, where can we find you again? You're at Quinnipiac teaching a class?
My firm is still very much alive and well, Andrea Obstin Marketing Communications. You can find me on the web, AOMC. You can find me on Substack. You can find me on LinkedIn. And no, I no longer have a Twitter.
We will put links to all those things for you guys so you can find out where Andrea is and get some help from her. If you happen to have a crisis, call her before the crisis.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Andrea.
That's my big advice, is plan before you're under stress. It makes the response a whole lot less stressful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we are back. And that was a recorded interview I did yesterday because Andrea was traveling. And I hope you got something out of that. Idea there is to have a plan and make sure it's in place before your crisis. The thing about this, though, that is kind of nutty about it, more than usual, is that just the amount of memes that have been produced by this. And you even see other folks. I mean, even Steve brought it up this morning. I guess ESPN, the two folks there did something, and now there's some sort of controversy about them just copying or making fun of the situation. But you've got whole – I saw posts on X from Tampa International Airport making fun of it, Aldi's making fun of it. These are big companies that are actually leveraging this company's quote-unquote pain, this couple's mistake. Well, they shouldn't have been a couple. And then they're putting it on commercial social, and I don't know. That's a fine line. I mean, clearly it's not my generation that are posting that. I contend it's Gen Z and younger who are leveraging this situation, and it may not be the best thing to do as a brand to leverage this type of thing in that way. Although it is humorous, right?
Oh, it's very humorous, but
we're not supposed to be laughing at other people's pain like that, are we? Yeah. I'm not the most perfect guy out there. I mean, who am I to throw a rock at a glass house?
Seems kind of the marketing equivalent of dumpster diving.
It really does. It really does.
to me, anyway.
It is obviously so funny, but it's just crazy to see these big brands that are actually leveraging it. But we thank Andrea for doing that with me. I've known her. Gosh, it literally goes back to when we started the show back in 1995. So she was a client for a very, 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 very long time. And we're glad she was able to come on and talk about it. So get your crisis management in place. Just like we talked about incident response, too, if you're a business, you need to know how you're going to deal with a ransomware attack or some sort of breach of some kind. You need to have a plan because you can pretty much predict something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And now with crises like this, you should almost predict this type of stuff's going to happen on social media these days. I mean, this is a $1.2 billion company that just found itself right in the spotlight. Have you ever even heard of this company before this?
Astronomer AI? Yeah, I had.
You had? I mean, I've never even heard of it.
They were just a name to me, but I have heard of them. So
I guess no bad news either way is still going to be a good thing for them in the long run. Who knows?
It's possible. Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about before we go to top of the hour here? We got some news opening. We got some calls. Yeah. Calls are lines are wide open here, guys. Feel free to get online.
I've got a story about a particular product that is going away or has already gone away, and users have lost data because of it. Now, this is a small little thing.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about the dictionary.com website, okay?
Okay.
For a while, they've got like a free app But they also had a paid service that you could use as part of it.
Okay.
And it would allow you to save lists of favorite words that you could then refer to again later if you needed to. And there are some, I wouldn't call it, you know, a super popular feature, but there were people that used it, including writers.
I would think writers, definitely.
People like that.
Colin McEnroe comes to mind because all the words he uses, half of us don't understand what he's saying.
At any rate, it was a paid service, and people had these, you know, lists of favorite words and stuff.
Sure.
Well, the dictionary.com company, the owners of the company, decided to do away with this paid service. And now nobody can get at their data that they saved there.
And paid to save there.
And paid, yes. That is a key word here. Yeah. We are not talking about a free service that was then retracted and with lost data. We're talking about money that was spent.
Correct.
To keep these lists. And now the lists are gone.
Again, this is the idea of the cloud, right?
Right.
And this is the thing. You paid your hard-earned money to have the cloud aggregate and maintain all these words.
Yeah.
And now it's gone. The moment the cloud's great until it dissipates, right?
That's right.
And if you talk about anything in the cloud, whether it be a backup in the cloud, whether it be a software in the cloud, you know, the cloud, you can just turn off. If you don't pay, guess what? They just turn it off, right?
Right.
So here you did pay it, and they said, we're not going to do it anymore. We're out of that business. And this happens all the time. Things get deprecated in our industry constantly. And it's basically just a factor of life. And here you are. You thought you had a nice repository for all the words you're going to use as a writer. And it's all gone.
That's right. And it's all part of the ephemeral nature of the internet.
Yeah.
And we've even had stories in the past about people who purchased things like digital movies, and suddenly they can't get to them. People who purchase digital books that they can no longer get to.
Because they're not really purchasing, by the way.
You're not purchasing. You are gaining a license to access.
Right. They changed that concept. When you bought a disc or a CD or a book, you owned it. When you do anything digitally, you're actually just buying the rights to look at it until they decide they don't want to give it to you anymore.
Right. And that is usually in the EULA, or the end user license agreement, that you at least ostensibly signed on to when you made your purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say you got your license? I mean,
you made your rental.
We're venturing into, you know, places where language just can barely even keep up with the concepts that they're trying to pitch.
And they can change the rules on you anytime. A simple EULA update means no longer.
Right. They send you an email and say, we changed the EULA.
Right. Here's the new agreement.
And that's it. And that is what you at least theoretically agreed to.
Yeah. It's crazy. So we're going to be talking to Robert Caruso coming up after the 10 o'clock news. And again, he has done some experiments with AI taking on the Atari 2600 in its chest. So Atari 2600 came out in the late 70s, early 80s. I had one. I was a proud owner.
Same here.
Bought it myself, of course. And basically he went ahead and said, I wonder if this 2600 chess program, if I put it against AI, what would happen? Now, the reason I bring this up, too, is we had a story I was on with Brian and Company on Wednesday about the power consumption that is occurring with AI. We've talked about this with Bitcoin and how basically there's a Texas company back a couple years ago when the Bitcoin was valued more in the $25,000 or $30,000 a Bitcoin. They were being paid by the utility not to run their rigs to mine Bitcoin. And they were happy to take the $31 million not to run their rigs because mining Bitcoin was not profitable. So why there'd be a utility pay you not to run your technology like that versus having the utility charge you a premium for consuming more of it is beyond me. That just seems like somebody doesn't understand how the economics should work. I bring this up in the concept of AI in that MIT did a great study on this, very in-depth, very interesting to read, and we have linked it through our Computer Talk with Tab sites as well, and I'll put it up again for you. But they talked about the fact that people are using AI, they're becoming addicted to AI, you know, they're having these AI conversations and becoming addicted to relationships with AI, and MIT talks about the fact that if you just were using AI as a to create some sort of marketing plan for some charity race, let's say you're going to do some sort of charity race and you need a flyer and you need to maybe create some AI videos. And so you spend some time using AI to do this. It would be the equivalent of running your microwave for 3.5 hours.
Whoa.
I've never run my microwave for 3.5 hours.
Oh, nobody does that.
Just doing a couple keystrokes here. So clearly the model of AI is upside down. If you become addicted to AI, if they charged you what it costs in electricity for you to become addicted in AI, guess what would not happen? You wouldn't be addicted to AI.
Right.
If you had to actually pay for it. So if these utilities got smart, they would charge the AI companies a premium for the mass quantities they're consuming in energy so that the AI companies have to make a decision, pay these premiums in electricity costs to run their businesses or generate their own electricity. Wow, imagine that. What might happen? They're going to buy maybe a jet engine from Pratt & Whitney. And Pratt & Whitney says, sure, we can set up a turbine in your backyard. There, go ahead. Connect it to natural gas. And they're going to say, Connecticut doesn't really have any pipelines. I'm not going to be able to do that. We'll have to get some hamsters. I digress. The point is, they're going to generate electricity themselves. Then what happens? Well, maybe the electric market for the rest of us goes down because now there's more energy for the rest of us because they're actually feeding back onto the grid because they had no choice. So there's definitely some weird upside downness about this whole AI thing. Same thing with Bitcoin. Bitcoin, AI, massive amounts of electricity, maximum amounts of heat and resource use that we, the ratepayers, are going to be paying mass quantities for. And we are not going to benefit other than becoming addicted to it and having it come up with these silly AI generated videos or whatever you're going to do. If you had to pay for those things the way what it actually costs, we wouldn't see half of this stuff on the internet.
Right.
So we'll be talking to Robert about what he's doing, though. I still think what he's doing is pretty amazing, but I wonder how much energy he's using to do it to take on the 2600. Do you want anything else you want to bring up there, Dennis, before we go top of the hour?
Well, I wanted to talk about Google's Gemini. We're talking about the AI Atari 2600, yeah, playing against AI.
Yep.
Well, Google's Gemini refuses to play chess up against the Atari 2600 after it heard about two other debacles. Well, so it won't even engage.
That's what Robert probably
will
be talking
hilarious.
About. We'll be chatting with him after the news. Everything we've been talking about today has been posted so far over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. If you follow us on Facebook over at the Tab Computer Systems Listener Network, you can get all the links there. And you can talk amongst yourselves as well. And if you're not a crackpot, we just ask you not to be one, and we let you join that group. You can follow us on X. Everything we've talked about will be posted over at X as well, over at Tab Computer Sys. So there's no reason for you to Google it, because now you can't get anything anyways when you Google it. It just gives you some AI summary of what we talked about. And doesn't even give you the link anymore, right?
That's right.
Who needs that? We'll be here right after the news, and we'll speak to Robert Caruso to see what he did with the 2600 and AI. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.